Hey guys, welcome back to Coltsploitation Review. I'm Ryan, one half of Coltsploitation.com, and the guy that puts in all the work there. It's been a while since we've done this podcast, but in the spirit of trying to be a little bit more accessible, we're going to pick this back up and continue to cover certain reviews that we do for the site in audio form. For this episode back, we wanted to cover Mondo Macabro's The Warrior, a new Blu-ray release that's a standard edition of their previous release of the three movies in that series. This one's from 1981. It is an Indonesian film from director Siswaro Gautama Putra. You might know him best from his horror film Satan's Slave, which was released by Severin Films previously on Blu-ray, as well as his first movie, Primitives, also released by Severin Films. This one stars Barry Prima as the titular warrior Jaka Sembong. That was the Indonesian name of this film, later released in America as The Warrior. This is his first excursion as a fighter and leader for a group of Indonesian rebels who are battling the Dutch incursion, colonists who have been enslaving and imprisoning his people in the 19th century. Along with more standard martial arts action, the film dives into some weirder mystical spiritual stuff, including a pretty visceral eye-swapping sequence, lending a unique atmosphere to the intriguing premise. Prima's Jaka Sembong is a pretty standard hero figure with a Christ-like trajectory here, escaping imprisonment in a rock quarry only to eventually become captured and blinded by Dutch leader Van Schram. And eventually, through some magic performed by a zombified Ki Hitam, he's turned into a pig for a while too. Yeah, The Warrior is often as wacky as it sounds, leading to some of the best moments in the film. Its Mortal Kombat-esque power battles and magical infusion add a degree of unpredictability to Gautama Putra's production. And when the film leans into these moments, it's a refreshing take on a number of different subgenres, including action, martial arts, and even spaghetti western, especially when it comes to the film's soundtrack. But when the film attempts to wind itself down to explore character and the more realistic elements of Dutch expansion with the Dutch East India Company, The Warrior gets bogged down in sloggy dialogue and events. Unfortunately, these more tepid moments are more numerous than the film's high-energy action sequences. And the bigger problem is that the script from Imam Tintawi doesn't explore the rich historical background of colonialism as much as it should. That could partially be due to cultural differences. Of course, The Warrior's documentation of Dutch settlement might be more well-known to its native Indonesian viewers than contemporary audiences now. But it still feels like The Warrior misses some moments to make a bigger statement on these events instead of slowing the pacing down with a forced love story. The Warrior has a lot going for it regardless, specifically for viewers who think these types of supernaturally tinged action films are interesting, like Chinese Hopping Vampires is an example. While it does have its slow moments, the zanier gore and well-choreographed fight scenes make up for it, leading to a frenzied final act. This one's worth a look, especially considering multiple sequels spawned from this progenitor. Now for the Mondo Macabro Blu-ray, they've released it with a new uncut transfer from the film negative with a 2:35:1 aspect ratio. Overall, this production looks quite good for the first time on US Blu-ray, featuring a filmic-looking scan with a medium-bodied grain presence and an overall high level of detail. Facial features and textures are suitably apparent, as are the lush jungle backdrops amid the Dutch abodes. One notable item is the presence of green lines and splotches throughout, which seems to be some issue with the negative itself. These aren't on screen routinely, but they are visible consistently throughout the film. Otherwise, though, Mondo Macabro's presentation of The Warrior is an excellent way to watch. Both DTS HD Master Audio 2.0 mono English and Indonesian tracks are provided. The English dub is a bit more robust, especially with the music score. They both sound good otherwise, though, unmarred by any major audible issues. English subtitles are included, but it should be noted that these only correspond with the Indonesian audio, and the translations can be quite different from the English dialogue. For extras, this release collects some new and some archival footage. The first new offering is with special effects art director Al Badrun, who discusses his career in film on a number of Indonesian sets, and then dives into how The Warrior accomplished its disembodied head sequences. Filmmaker Joko Anwar, who directed a Satan's Slave remake, discusses Jaka Sembong and the film series' lasting impact on directors, as well as his other Indonesian film inspirations. Scriptwriter Imam Tintawi, who wrote both this and the sequel The Warrior and the Ninja, also released by Mondo Macabro, discusses adapting the comic series by Jar Warney and some production techniques used on Primitives. Also included are archival interviews with producer Gope Samtani and another interview with Tantawi, as well as trailers for the three films in the series. It should be noted that previously Mondo Macabro released all three films in a collection, and that included a booklet essay by Indonesian film historian Eki Imanjaya. While this standalone Blu-ray release technically does not have that booklet, I did receive it and the other disc featuring the sequel films. This essay dives into the origins of Jaka Sembung and the series' release, as well as its lasting impact in Indonesian culture. Overall, this is a curious offering from Indonesian cinema, and The Warrior is definitely a suitable viewing for those fans of Asian mixed martial arts or even Shaw Brothers-esque action films. This Mono Macabre Blu-ray brings the film to HD for the first time, uncut, with a good transfer and a robust set of extras. And again, they've also released the sequel films, The Warrior and the Blind Swordsman and The Warrior and the Ninja, which you can find on standalone disc as well. For a rating, I've given The Warrior on Blu-ray a 3.8 out of 5 stars. If you want to see screenshots from this release or read the review on our website, you can find it at coltsploitation.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another review. Please subscribe to us on a podcast app of your choice. And if you're so inclined, you can donate to us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/coltsploitation. It helps us keep the site going.